Hey everyone, hope you had a great weekend. I wanted to share with you what I did over the past 24 hours and why it matters. Let's go.
You gotta get it how it goes now. You gotta take it off the nose. It's off the nose. Let it get back in control now. Let's stop believing in ourselves. It's off the nose.
Hey guys, today's show is brought to you by Storyworth. Unique gift like nothing else. $20 off when you use the URL /off the nose. Check it out, DAD day, right around the corner. This gift, he might just forgive you for all your bullshit. Plexiderm. Plexiderm is a serum that will make you tight for up to 10 hours. I promise, 67% off. Guys, yeah, you too. Check it out. Meal enders. Are you doing a little too much snacky snacking these days? Stop the cravings, stop overeating. Pop a lozenge, 20% off when you use /off the nose. How about Warby Parker? Do you need to change it up a little bit? I'm telling you, you do. Warby Parker, awesome vintage inspired prescription glasses, 5 pairs, 5 days free trial when you go to /off the nose.
Hey guys, so obviously there is a lot going on right now. I mean, social media is insane, and a lot of it is great and it's sparking communication and hopefully a quest for learning about each other. However, God, there's a lot of negative. And I don't know if everything's based in love right now. And it's just coming at us. And I just wanted to talk about what my past 24 hours were for me. And I would love to hear what you guys have done in the past 24 hours as well. So where I am, there was a protest. So I have a little bit of a difficulty with that word, but anyway, there's a protest and it was put on by Black Lives Matter. A lot of different groups put on protests where I am, and I'm sure where you are. But this one came on a Saturday. It was gonna work for me and it was sort of a no-brainer. Of course I'm gonna go participate in this protest. And it's interesting because I can't believe the reactions that I got from friends, family, and different people when I said this. It was all kinds of different reactions, right? Some of it was, you know, you go, you know, great. You support all of that. That's awesome. And I was thinking to myself, well, I don't support everything. I don't know. I have a lot of questions. And I am one hell of a curious cat. So I want to learn. I've been that way forever and I hope I never stop. So for me, it was like, okay, this was wrong. It's mostly based on this. There are these other messages out there which may have validity. I grew up, as everybody does, with your own environment, experiences, models and mentors in your life that give us the opinions we have at any given point in time, right? And then as new information comes in, our opinions might change, and that's cool. That's life. Because I wasn't born, I'm white. Both my parents are white, not college educated, and had success. They worked their asses off. That's all I ever saw. They were always working their asses off and they were participating and at all of our events and so forth. I have 2 siblings, but they just were workaholics to give us a good life and be able to be educated and so forth. But work ethic was the topic of our house by far. And it wasn't just talk, talk, talk. It was the walk, because that's what I saw in my house. However, seeing color wasn't a thing. For instance, we had a full court basketball court, huge basketball family. My brother played ball, and every Sunday night was Sunday night lights at my house. Hundreds of guys, mostly black, at my house playing under the lights or up through, you know, nighttime under the lights, and coaches coming in that became friends of my dad and so forth. So without, you know, going down the trip to Ohio lane right at this moment, that's what I saw. And my, you know, dad was really big in the community and helping different people and so forth, of all colors. So I didn't have this urge to go to this protest so that I could become more diverse. That just wasn't what it was about for me. For some people, that could be a great way to learn more, right? If you grew up in a small town and you didn't have any diversity, what a wonderful way to step into that and start to learn and figure it out. So that wasn't my motivator, but I wanted to understand. First of all, I never want to think that I know everything, except for around my children, because they definitely need to think that I know everything. Google is not making it easy, but what the hell. So, you know, for me, it was going. It was not about me. This was not, you know, my moment. This was not a social media thing. I didn't videotape myself in any pictures. It wasn't for the show. It was nothing about that. This was, you know, very, very simple for me. This was a group. I don't know that it mattered what the group was. And they were going to march. I hoped in a peaceful way, but that was something I was going to figure out for myself, not just look through the lens of the media. I wanted to see for myself. And I wanted, and I, you know, it was an injustice for sure. What happened to George Floyd and, you know, a bunch of others. George Floyd's what we're talking about today. You know, there are lots of these stories. I'm not going to pretend to know the details of every one. I am continuing to learn about them. But what happened to George Floyd, regardless, you know, I listened to somebody's describe his rap sheet. You know, that's a different conversation, in my opinion, for a different day. For me, going to participate in this protest was simply a man, regardless of color, but this guy happened to be black, died at the hands of police, and it was unnecessary death, right? It didn't need to happen, and you've got to think it has racism written all over it, unless we find out this guy's just a freaking loony bin, needs to be in the loony bin. So it was very, very singular and reason for me to go support this thing. Police brutality is bad. It is wrong for all races. This happened to be a black one. So I was okay. You know, I said, I don't know, should I be scared? It was in a rough area of town. I was not afraid because this wasn't new for me. But still, you know, I didn't know what to expect because of everything I've seen on social media. So I go, I roll up, I'm in my workout clothes. I don't have any special agenda on my shirt. I didn't make a sign. I just wanted to be part of and see what I could learn and show my support against police brutality. And, you know, we learned all the chants in the beginning.
Ho, ho, these racist cops have got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, these racist cops have got to go. Hey, hey.
And that was, you know, awesome. I mean, I was a cheerleader. So I love that. I love music. I love chanting. It was fun. People were, hugging and next to each other and, you know, having fun with the chants. No justice, no peace. Got it. I did say fuck the police. That was part of the chanting. And again, fuck all the police, fuck police forever. That wasn't my agenda. I was speaking specifically to that incident, you know, the George Floyd incident and others that we know about or that I know about at that point. So those things were all fine with me. I didn't feel like I was compromising my belief system or my integrity. I was there to learn. I would not do something that I didn't believe in. And it's a constant evolving situation, life and opinions and knowledge in my opinion. So, you know, hey ho, those racist cops have got to go. Yeah. Ah, hey ho, that all day. All right, I like this. We shut shit down. Okay, you know, we were shutting the streets down. That's the point. Also, we shut bad police systems, bad police, teams down. So yeah, you know, in a due process, legal way, yeah. Let's shut that racist shit down. I'm good with that. So I was saying it. You know, hands up, don't shoot. That's pretty logical to me. I was good with that. I mean, if I'm in that situation and I've got my hands up, I'm not expecting you to shoot. So I was good with that too. That message made sense to me. What's democracy look like? This is what democracy looks like. Yeah, we have voices. God, this is awesome to be in America, to be able to go out in a safe way and speak our truth and learn and be together. A beautiful thing. So that was awesome. The other thing that has not been described, I think, properly in the media, and so I went to see for myself, it was peaceful. This was a march. That's why I said I have a problem with the protest. I know we are protesting things in society that are not fair or equal or that need addressed, but protest is such an antagonistic word. I didn't feel that at all. In fact, the organizers were very clear that there is to be no violence. I liked that. They didn't want, none of that. In fact, as we were practicing our chants kind of in this Goodwill parking lot, a white guy on a bike seemed a little out of it, judging the book by the cover. Yes, I am, but he was a little cuckoo. But he went by and it was a lot of this going on. You know, fuck you, everybody's equal, it's not about you, things like this. Probably not the best way to say what he was saying. He would have better served himself and the society if he would have jumped on in and asked some questions. And maybe that's not the environment. Maybe he goes and he does it in a different way. Anyway, we've come a long way because I watched what happened. Nobody ran after that guy. Nobody pummeled that guy, nothing. So what happened were a couple guys, white guys, I will add, went up to him and said, just scoot along, keep on going. There's something exciting up there for you. Go, 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 get out. And he left. And that moment just blew me away. And you know, as far as we still need to go, but yet look where we are, was not violent. We didn't jump to violence. So I don't know if that's special to where I am, but it was important to see. If it had become violent, I would have left because I wasn't into that. That wasn't what I was there for. So that was impressive. I learned that I'm an ally. Okay, ally seems like a good word. At first, I was like, wait a minute, why are you signaling out white people here and putting us in this role? So I wasn't real sure about that at first, but we were allies and they wanted us to be a barrier between the police and the black people marching. So it didn't exactly form out like that. We were all mixed everywhere, but they did say that a few times. The police had no involvement in this march. We would see police, and as we got closer, they moved further. So they were trying to allow this to happen in a peaceful way as well. So I don't know how that communication works. If we told them our route and how that works, I'm assuming we did, but it was incredibly peaceful. I will say that one thing I was disappointed by, you know, obviously all black people don't agree, all white people don't agree, everybody doesn't agree on all the different elements to what the George Floyd case means and is about, right? I think there's total, everybody agrees that nobody should be killed at the hands of police once cuffed in that situation. And so obviously that kind of brutality, no white person, no Latino, no Native American, no black, nobody wants that to happen. So we can agree on that, I would assume. But I was surprised. This was a day about black people. This was the chant of Black Lives Matter. And that's what we were focused on. And there were more white people, by far, more white people than black. And so that was one thing that was unsettling and disappointing, because if you want change, man, my big thing is, if you want change, then you better participate in the change. Nobody's gonna do it for you. Accountability of your own life comes first. So, you know, I was disappointed in my black friends in the community who chose not to be part of the march for whatever reasons, I don't know, but there were more white people there than black. So that was a little bit disappointing. You know, the march was, we marched 3.5 hours. They're halfway through, there were torrential downpours. I mean, this rain was coming in sideways. It only fueled the fire. We laughed and everybody chanted even louder. And it was just, you know, everybody in it together. So I think that was an act of God. It was a beautiful moment. Thank God where we are, it's warm rain, but it still sucked. Don't get me wrong. But it was nice. And we just walked. I mean, at one point we were coming up on a major intersection and the cops were there and there was a lot of conversation by the leaders on how to approach. And they specifically said, do not engage with the police. That is not what we're here to do. We look straight forward. You don't look at them. We are going straight forward. This is a peaceful march. They were very clear on that. And I loved that. When we were coming up on this intersection, I just happened, you know, because things would ebb and flow. And it just so happened I had one big guy on the right of me, black guy, and another black guy on the left. And I just kind of looked at both of them because it was getting a little bit like, okay, you know, we're coming up on the cops. There was a little bit of, you know, anxiety you could feel. And I said, all right, I think I'm in the best position here. And you know, the one guy looked down at me with the warmest smile and he said, we got you. And the other guy said, yeah. And I was like, yeah, they got me and I got them. Because we're humans. Why would there be anything other than that? So, you know, about halfway through, I'm a control freak. It's no surprise that I was at the front of the march. Just saying, it's who I am. And at one point, someone looked over and said, "Do you want to take over carrying the sign?" Well, the front of the march had one big ass sign that said Black Lives Matter. And I was like, sure, I mean, I'm up here anyway, and I'm kind of a doer. So I want to be holding the sign. I would have taken the megaphone. I would have led the chants, you know, not only because I believe in the message, but I like to be in charge. So yes, I was like, I'm carrying the sign. Holy shit. Okay, here we go. So I had to be out in front. Nobody in front of us, everybody behind. These were safety measures just in case the cops, you know, got ass wild or whatever, like you've seen on social media, which never happened here. But I proudly carried the sign. It allowed me to be up with the organizers, and, you know, I was able to chat with them a little bit. I know they were focusing, so I didn't want to get them too distracted, but completely welcomed with open arms. They know nothing about me. They have no clue. They don't know if I'm white privileged. They don't know if I come from the wrong side of the tracks. They don't know if I'm college educated. They don't know if I have a job. They don't know anything. And, you know, I was completely welcomed there. So that was awesome. I will say, this sideways rain, man, I mean, it fueled our fire, don't get me wrong, but I had no idea the march was gonna go this long. And so it's Saturday night, it's cool, right? There's nothing more important, except for my kids, but they were doing their own thing. So we get up to the major intersection. This is the turning point where we would turn and go back. And I mean, I'm drenched, and we all are. I mean, it's just, you could take our socks and shirts and just, you know, it didn't even matter that you had a rain jacket on. Sideways, tropical storm, horrible rain. And we're in the center, and that's sort of the you know, the climax of the march, and we're chanting louder than ever, and we're sort of surrounded by cop cars. It's sideways rain. Cops aren't getting out of their cars unless they really, really have to. So maybe that helped us, but and we're chanting, and a victim of police brutality, mother, this guy's mother, Rodney Mitchell was his name. She was there, and she led the group in prayer at one point. It was very moving, talked about his spirit being there and being with us always, and that the spirits of all who have been down this path and the mothers who have lost their children, men and women, as we know, in these horrible situations. So it was a very powerful, probably 20 minutes in the middle of a major intersection, all cars stopped, lights from all the cars, everybody huddled up, soaking wet, and with one. In that moment, I really felt oneness. I felt like we were in it together. I had black hands around me and white hands around me, and we were praying for a better day, for this to never happen to someone else. And that was it. The agenda wasn't beyond that. There was no, you know, fuck Trump. There was no, you know, go Biden. There was no, go Trump. It wasn't political. Not one word was political. And so, you know, I know there's a broader agenda that's being talked about everywhere. I know corporations are freaking out and looking at their diversity, and they should. If it takes something like this to get you and me or corporations or whomever to wake the hell up and look around and want to be more inclusive, great. You know, if that's what it takes, Like I said, that's not what I was looking for, because I am grateful to my parents that they raised me in a diverse culture. And I was raised to not see color as a negative. I knew there were differences, of course. I mean, I'm not stupid, but I was raised to love everyone. So I'm super grateful for that, because God, if you weren't raised like that and then you gotta figure it out and catch up and you thought you knew what you don't, not sure you know, that would really suck. So I have empathy to some degree for some of those people, and I just hope that they open up their eyes, get off the internet, and go seek the answers and form your opinions from your own physical action with your own mind and an open heart. And you know, if we do that, we can move forward. I mean, when I was CEO at the company I was with prior to Off the Nose, it was a no-brainer. I didn't need a diversity coach. You know, I didn't need to pay somebody six figures to come in and be the director of diversity. I was like, of course I want to hire shit tons of women. Of course I want Blacks and Latinos and all kinds of races on my staff. Why wouldn't I? You know, in that industry, I couldn't get enough people to apply, but we had a lot of Blacks and a lot of women and Latinos, but not as many as I would have liked, but that wasn't for lack of trying. So that's another conversation for another day, right? How do we get more people even interested in certain jobs and certain careers? So, you know, it wasn't a question for me. And I think that's how more people have to act. Does there need to be a quota? I mean, really? You know, I would never have put the company at risk if two people were somewhat equal. Yeah, I wanted diversity. Those are the decisions I made. And the employees that I work with, you know, would confirm that all day long. So leaders, politicians, CEOs, you know, police chiefs, community change makers, all have these decisions to make. And there's a lot of pressure because of social media and because, you know, customers have a voice direct now. But I hope everybody just looks inside and says, do I have more to learn? Yeah, always. Okay. Who have I listened to lately? No one? Am I just listening to, you know, my same staff that's not diverse? Probably not going to grow your mind that way. So, you know, if this society, if decisions are made with a bunch of white guys sitting around a table, well, then screw the female perspective, because you're never going to get it with a bunch of guys sitting around a table. So we need more women running companies and in decision-making positions. Same thing with different races. If it's all white people sitting around the room, then forget about the perspective of Latinos or Blacks or Native Americans or any other race, right? So it's sort of a no-brainer. Who wants one perspective? What does that do? That's not even who we are. We're in the melting pot, people. If you don't like that, then leave. But you live in a melting pot. That's what makes us so amazing. You go to other countries and everybody is the same. And there's other beautiful countries. I mean, I'm a travel freak. I work to travel. So I love tons of other countries. But what's special about here is that we have freedom. We have a voice that we're allowed to use in a safe way. And we can make this world as good as we want to make it. So anyway, that was my past 24 hours. I wanted to share because I was pumped up about the possibilities. And I was also a little bit disappointed that there wasn't more Black representation to take action. So I'm hopeful I will continue to learn. I hope all of you continue to learn and we can get through this thing. I mean, I have a black and white dress with hearts. I wore it specifically. No, I did not buy it for this show. Okay, how cool was that? I was like, what do I wear? Holy shit, does this like work perfectly? So wear whatever you want. If you want to make a statement, whatever you need to do, it's great. If you don't want to wear something with hearts all over it, okay. Just at least have love in your heart for all people, all lives matter, and we can get through this and we can be better and we don't have to overthink it, okay? Just love. That's what matters. Talk to you soon. Better change up your perspective.